All right, so it came up in the Ravaniona mentioned the question of saying the brachos of Kriya Shema all day long. So we decided we'll just take a look at that little, it's a small piece of Gemara on Mishnah's on Tesson of Days and the Gemara's on Yidon Days. Okay, so what does the Mishnah say? It says that after the Zman of the Mitzvah, HaKoyim Mikan V'Elech Lo Hifsid. That after the Zman of the Mitzvah of Kriya Shema, if you read, you don't lose anything. You don't lose. Ki Adam HaKoyim B'Torah. Like a person who reads Torah. So that's a difficult expression. What do you mean Lo Hifsid? Ki Adam HaKoyim B'Torah. Of course you lose. Of course you lose. You lose the Mitzvah. Right? A difficult expression. It says, when you no longer can do the mitzvah, you didn't lose anything. Why? Because you like your reading Torah. Yeah, but that's losing something, isn't it? Because before I was able to be Yotzei the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, now I can't. Right? It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. The person was able to do something, and then you tell them, don't worry, you didn't lose because you can do something else. Well, then that means I lost. I lost because I can't do the thing I wanted to do. Right?
No, you don't lose by reading it.
So the Gemara, so if you're going to say you don't lose by reading it, that's good. That's a good interpretation. Saying, but then what's the chiddush? What's the chiddush to tell me that I don't lose by reading a parsha? So you see, the Gemara learns it the way I'm learning it. Because otherwise, how do they make this deal? Right?
That would be if there's a question that you can pass the notes afterwards. Otherwise, there's no point in claiming. They don't move very easily.
No, he's saying like this. He's saying that when it says, Lo Hifsid, Ki Adam HaKoyim B'Torah, it means to say that even though you're not Yotzei Kriya Shema, you're not losing anything by reading a parsha. Because it's like, what do you lose by learning Torah?
Why even go there?
Huh?
Why even go there?
Right. What would you think? You think you'd lose something by landing a parsha, by reading a parsha?
Also, then the whole flow of the Gemara doesn't fit.
That's what I'm setting up. I'm setting up for how the Gemara is medayik something out of this. Go ahead. Let's read. I'm saying unless you interpret it this way, the Gemara's deduction seems like it's coming out of nowhere. All right, who wants to read? Amar Rav Chisda. Where's Jonah today? Go ahead. Sammy? Yeah. I'm Rav Chisda Amar Ukva on Yudam Bez. Right. So there's two gears in the Gemara. One is that Rav Chisda said you can't say the brachos, or at least you can't say Yotzei Or. And the Braisa refuted him. Right? Or that he said that himself. My lo hifsid, shelo hifsid brachos. See, that's the way we were learning. So what does it mean? Lo hifsid is telling you something that you had before that you can still do. That's what lo hifsid means. What's the lo hifsid? Lo hifsid means you didn't totally lose everything you were able to do before. Right? But the problem is, then, what's the kikori adam b'torah? It's like, either way you go, it's a difficult... just say lo hifsid. What's the kikori adam
b'torah?
Yeah, why is it? Adam kikori b'torah, huh? Go ahead. Right, that way you can learn. In other words, with the brachos, you mean? With the brachos or not with the brachos? Right. If you understand me, what does the Bryce say? The Bryce is difficult, right? The Bryce says Hakore Mikan Ve'elef Lo Hifsid Ki Adam Shikori B'Torah, right? So that's learning lo hifsid kodem shekoyer b'torah means that there still is a value to reading it, but that's not talking about the brachos. And then the second point is, and you can still say the brachos, right? See, what does Rashi say? Hakori mikan ve'achlo hifsid. Sherehu ke'odam shekori achas mikol ha'parasha shevetorah. V'af b'shelo yotzi de kriya shema yeshlo kibol schar ka'osik b'torah. So that's what the Gemara says. That's what the Gemara says. Omar Rimani, God lakori kriyishma ba onosa yosem yosem b'torah. Midi ketani, akori mikan veach, lo hipsit, God lakori b'torah. Michlav de korei ba onosa adif. So he is bothered with that expression. What's the purpose of telling me that you're not mafsid, that you don't lose anything? He's learning the purpose is to tell you the schar of kriyishma. But it still is difficult. It's a davar pashat that's what the Rishon don't bother with that. It's a davar pashat that reading Kriya Shema is a greater schar than Talmud Torah, because it is Torah and it's a mitzvah.
That's the only thing that's what we learned that.
he's making a separate deduction. Now let's see the Rambam. What does Rambam say in Perush Shemayis? How is he reading it? You have the Rambam, they put it in different places over here.
Yes.
Because they don't know because of the Hakdama, they make it it's not in its normal spot. Okay, he says like this. Umash Omar Lo Hifsid, right? Ratzalomar Lo Hifsid Abrachos. Ela mevorich yotzer v'ava v'korik v'yishma v'filu achar sholosh shos min hayom. Avo scharo be'inyin ahu kimi shekorei b'torah lo kimi shekorei v'yishma bonasa. So how's the Rambam learning it? He's learning hakori mikan ve'elech lo hifsid habrachos, like the ikedami of Rechistam. That the low hifsid is talking about the brachos. You don't lose the brachos. But you are like, this is answering Aaron's question, even though you're still saying the brachos, you only have the schar of someone who's reading a parsha of Kriya Shema. A parsha of the Torah. Right? Yeah, apparently it's Havamina that you would have more schar.
By saying the brachos with Kriya Shema.
The brachos means with when he says you're not hifsid the brachos, he means with you say Kriya Shema too. That's the way the Ram Paskins, right? In the Yad. He says you can say Kriya Shema with the brachos all day long. What's his lashon over there in the Yad? In the end of Perek Aleph, right? Yeah. Right, so the Rambam says if you're kore after the Zman, so then what?
Then
no matter what, whatever, you're not Yotzei Chovas Kriya Shema, but in its time. See, that's a funny thing the Rambam says. You're not Yotzei Kriya Shema in its time. But there is no Kriya Shema outside of its time. Yeah, but not because of Kriya Shema. Go ahead.
Ella Hariyu Kufora B'Torah.
So if a guy reads Kriya Shema outside of the Zman of Kriya Shema, he's not Yotzei Kriya Shema Be'onoso. But he's reading a parasha. Go ahead.
Varachu L'Paneah Harei Kol Yom.
But he can make the but he makes the brachos before it and after it all day long. Let me ask you a question. What if a guy was Yotzei Kriya Shema in the morning? And he wants to read Kriya Shema again? Can he do it all day long? 100 times a day? With the brachos before and after?
No.
It doesn't sound like it, right? Sounds like some sort of a makeup. But anyway, let's go a little further than the Rambam in the Perush. It says, Mikan ata lomad, shakore kriyashma ba'onosa, See, this is what he's coming from. Now he has again. So you see from here that a Kori Kriyashma in its time, Scharo Meruba Mikori B'Torah. See, it's funny how he puts that Diak into this Mishnah. Puts the Diak into the Mishnah. Valachach Rabbi Yeshua, Vezev Misha Shochach. Over Lechatchila, Hu Chayev Lechavein Hashlomas Kriyasa Im Honetzachama. Says, but all of this is only b'di'evet. And lechatchila, you should read with Hanei Tzachama. You should finish with Hanei Tzachama. Okay. Again. Now, just out of curiosity, so in the Lashon of the Rambam in the Yad, is it mashma that if you didn't say Kriya Shema in the morning, you should say it later? If there's a chov to say it later? This is what B-Mac was asking the other day, right? What does he say again? Korei Osa, he says? Can I hear? In the Yad, in the Yad. He doesn't say you have to.
If you read, then you're not Yotze.
But.
Continue.
And you're saying the Parashat Shas sounds different? Right. Yeah. So it does, and I know we said in the Rabbeinu Yonah that it seems from Rabbeinu Yonah there's a separate Chovas Brachos, right? But it's not Mashma that way from the Rambam. Rambam is Mashma that's only because you're reading Kriya Shema again, right? He doesn't say that there's a separate Chiv of the Brachos. He's saying after the Zman Kriya Shema, there's no more Kriya Shema Bo'anasa. But if you read it again, if you do read it, or maybe you should read it, then you do it with the brachos. But he doesn't say mikan ve'elach. There's a separate. There's no mitzvah kriya shema, but there's a mitzvah brachos. It's not mashma that way. It's mashma from Ram. It's still totally on kriya shema. It's just not kriya shema ba'onasa anymore. Right. Question though is, what is the idea of kriya shema shelo ba'onasa? I mean, kriya shema is a mitzvah. The brachos are part of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. And when there's no more Kriya Shema Bo'onasa, what's the existence of these brachos? What's the existence of these brachos?
But the Kriya Shema, it's not Bo'onasa, it isn't a chiyuv.
It's not a chiyuv, I know.
Right, so how would you ever say that this was just a logic thing? Like, if there's no chiyuv, then the brachos obviously can't be
related
to the Shema.
Right.
So must be not already like. Just by the very nature of chiyuv.
Unless it's not a chiyuv at all. Unless it's an optional thing.
Unless the Kriya Shema or the brachos?
The whole thing. The Kriya Shema with the brachos after 3 hours is an optional thing. But the question is, what is the relationship between the Kriya Shema and the brachos? That's what's bothering you. So you can't say it's a relationship of chov. Right? That you can't say. Because if it's a relationship of chov, then once the chi of Kriya Shema is over, then there should be no more brachos. Unless there's a separate chovas brachos. But the Rambam seems to be having a strange formulation. That there's no more mitzvah of Kriya Shema, but you're allowed to read Kriya Shema all day long anyway. And for some reason, once you're allowed to read Kriya Shema, you can say the brachos too. So what are the brachos then? So how do the brachos fit in? Correct. That's what it seems like. It seems like according to the Rambam, the brachos, like we were saying, I saw from the Rav, the brachos are like an expansion on the parshas themselves. Each bracha reflects the content of one of the parshas. So it's going to come out to be a strange idea, though, that what? It's going to come out to be a strange idea, that what? That the brachos are not totally on the mitzvah's Kriya Shema, right? Not totally on the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. It's not Birkas HaMitzvah Kriyat Shema, and they're not independent Chiyuvim of Brachos, but they were established as what? How'd you put it? Completion of the ideas of the Parsha of Kriyat Shema. Huh? I don't know. That's what he said. The completion of the ideas of the Parsha of Kriyat Shema.
What about the ones that come before? That completion? I'd say like setting a framework for Kriyat Shema.
Okay, he wouldn't argue with you.
Okay.
It's like a setting. It's like a setting. Like a diamond setting. Like a setting for the jewel. Some comes before, some comes after. Let me tell you what I want to say over here. All right. Let me tell you what I want to say over here on the Rambam. Maybe it's a little bit like a drush, but I want to say like this. That the Rambam is learning that the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, what's the zman of the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema? What's the zman of the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema? What is Ram saying in the beginning of Paragraph? What's the zman in the midst of Kriyat Shema? Shalosh Shos. But what does he say in the very beginning of the halacha?
No.
Shehu?
Vizehu
Ayom. Vizehu Ayom. What does he say in the beginning? Pamayim b'chol, pamayim poyom?
Yeah.
So, in terms of Kriyat Shema Shel Yom, he says when is it? It's in the day. It's not. It's in the morning, and he calls it Baboker, and he calls it the day, right? But the day really is the whole day. If it's really the Zman is really by Yom, it should be the whole day. But why is it limited to Boker? Okay. So I think it has to do with the idea that we were discussing earlier on, right? That the Kiyum of the mitzvah is really all day. The mitzvah is appropriate. The mitzvah really is related to your entire day. Kabbalas ol malchus shamayim should be extant all day long. Okay, the effect in the gavra of being makabel ol malchus shamayim is in terms of the entire laila and in terms of the entire yom. Okay. But when is the zman that he of his asiyah? The zman of the asiyah is baboker. Okay, so it's a unique kind of a mitzvah. The setup is an interesting setup. That in order to properly get the kiyum of kabbalas ol malchus shamayim kol hayom, he must do it behascholas melachto. Like we were discussing last week. Since the person is osek in different activities during the day, he has different definitions throughout the day, right? All of him has to be covered by Ol Malchus Shemayim. So if he were able to do Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim at Mincha time, so all of his activities in the beginning would have defined him as a gavra without Ol Malchus Shemayim. You understand? He would have been in the morning. He has a certain malacha that he does. So that would be that gavra defined by that activity is not an osek in Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim. So in order to cover the entire yom, in order to uncover all of the characteristics, all the unique characteristics of the day that he engages in and disengages from, in order to characterize all of that with the ideas of Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim, like the Chinuch says, he must perform the mitzvah baboker. But when is the kiyum of the mitzvah? Kol Hayom. The kiyum of the mitzvah is Kol Hayom. Or a better way to put it, when is the need for the mitzvah? The need for the mitzvah is Kol Hayom. So let me put it to you this way. If a person didn't, to take our favorite example, mitzvah, if a person didn't pick up the lulav on Sukkos, right, and now it's after Sukkos, as a gavra, is he lacking? Right now, is he lacking? No. No. He missed the mitzvah. But he's not deficient right now. Right now, as a man of Cheshvan, he's not deficient. Okay? But if a person missed Kabbalas Ol Molcho Shemayim in the first 3 hours of the day, in the fourth hour of the day, is he deficient? Yes. Right now, he's deficient. Because he's a Gavra of Yom that did not accept Ol Molcho Shemayim. You understand? Sometimes when the Zman of the mitzvah is over, the whole parameter of the mitzvah is over. The whole context of the mitzvah is over. But that's not the case by Kriya Shema. The Asiyas HaMitzvah of Kriya Shema is for the first 3 hours. But the context of the mitzvah is all day. It's just you must qualify the entire day B'has Chalasa. Because two reasons. First of all, it makes sense. There's no reason why Kabbalas Ol Molcho Shemayim should be relegated to 3 hours in the morning and the entire night. It's a mitzvah pamayim b'chol yom. It's a mitzvah like the Chinuch says that the Kabbalas Ol Molcho Shemayim should be all day and all night. You should be a gavra who there's no time away from Kabbalas Ol Molcho Shemayim. It's not like after 3 hours you throw off the yoke of Shemayim and then you pick it up again at Seis. You're obviously always under the Ol Molcho Shemayim. And there's never a time that's away from Kabbalas Ol Molcho Shemayim. The only thing is, you can't express it properly on the entire day unless you do it in the beginning of the day. That's just a halachic, that's halachically the tzura of the mitzvah. To capture all of the different things that you do later, you set the foundation in the morning. But it doesn't mean that after the morning, there's no place for Kabbalas Ol Molcho Shemayim. Of course there is.
But something that loses, like once night comes, now you lose it and have to requalify.
Now that's a different component of your life. That's a different component. That's what we discussed the other time. Now you're not the Isha of Malacha, but you're the lonely man. Well, that's not true. Like, for instance, the Chinuch, if we take the Chinuch's approach, so the Chinuch says lulav is appropriate on Sukkos because it's Zman of Simcha Yisera, and you need something to remind you that your Simcha shouldn't be misguided. That's not appropriate every day of the year. You have a Shevach on, it's a specific Shevach on the harvest, or you learn it's a Shevach because it's a bountiful time, it's the Chag HaOsif. We mishabeach on that. That particular Shevach is not appropriate all year long.
Tefillah?
Has a Zman connected to Kabbalah. According to the Rambam, it has no Zman. Midrash has no Zman. Yeah. So the Rambam is learning that the brachos of Kriya Shema are part of the Kabbalas Ol Molcho Shemayim of the Parsha of Kriya Shema. It's part of the activity the Kabbalas Ol Molcho Shemayim. It helps to, it enhances the ideas of Kabbalas Ol. Okay, from the Parsha, the Rabbanan always do that. The Rabbanan always come to make more blatant and more apparent the mitzvah itself. So therefore the Rambam says like this. If you didn't read Kriya Shema in the morning by Gimel Sho'os, you're going to lack the mitzvah of Kriya Shema be'onasa. You can no longer qualify the Yom as an entity with Kabbalas Ol Molcho Shemayim. That you can't do. But is there still an idea of Kriyat Shema all day long? Of course. Is there still a need and a deficiency in the Gavra? Of course. So that's why he holds, as long as that deficiency exists, as long as the need exists, you can read Kriyat Shema with the brachos. Because the brachos are a part of the activity of the Kabbalah's all of Shema. That you can do all day long. But what? You can no longer get the schar of having the kriya, of having Kabbalah's all relate to the entire yom as a cheftza of yom. Now you can only do it b'toras, an individual activity. What is that like? That's like learning. You understand? Now it's converted. In terms of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, that's only be'onasa, that you get the idea that the yom as a cheftza, as a component, is imbued with Kabbalah's all. Afterwards, it's just like a person learning truth. But it's an individual activity of learning. It's an individual activity of deriving truth from Torah. You can do it with the brachos. This is the way I'm reading the Rambam. Listen carefully. Lo hifzad brachos el mevarich yotzer v'ava v'kori kriyashma v'afilo afashol ashos min yom ovo sichoro b'inyinahu. What's b'inyinahu? The whole thing, kriya with the brachos, is kemisha kori b'torah. That's the chiddush. That even though you can still read Kriya Shema with the brachos, that whole activity still only has the schar of a Kori B'Torah. It's a very important parsha to read. It has tremendously important ideas. But it can't exceed, it can no longer tap into the fabric of the day. It can no longer qualify the yom as an entity. So now you can just relate to it as a lomade, as a learner, as an understander, which is tremendous schar, of course, but it's not the same schar. It's not the same schar, and that's what it means that you see from here that Kriya Shema Be'onosa is greater. It's greater than even a ma'ayin in Torah, because ma'ayin in Torah still is only an individual thing in terms of the Gavra himself, not in terms of the Yom. You know what I'm saying? Mani, the Gemara says it. You take a lesson from this that you don't know how to be medayik in the lashon, because it says Omer Rabbi Mani, Gadla Kore Kriya Shema Bonoso Yoser Meha Osek B'Torah. How do you know? Because it says Hakore Mikan Ve'Elohev Zekadam Hakore B'Torah. Right, but they're not learning Kore as simply a mindless Kore. They're learning Kore as Osek. They're learning Kari meaning to os being Osek too. Right? Michlal de Kore be'onasa ot adif. Adif from what? From an Osek. How do you make that diak? You only make that diak if you'll say that later you're, when it says you're like a Kore b'Torah, it means like an Osek b'Torah. And now when you're Kore be'onasa, you're greater. That's what the other Rishonim. So he says, take a look at Tosos. Gadol HaKori Kriya Shema Bonos Yosem Osek B'Torah. Tema. Tosus has an interesting question. He says, Tema, why? What's the chiddush of telling me Gadol HaKori Kriya Shema is greater than that Kriya Shema is greater than Osek B'Torah Be'onosa? Afilo Tefila Nami. Tefila is also greater than Torah. What does he mean? Kigon Anu. Mafsik and Bain the Kriyushma Bain the Tefillah. Who knows how to learn this Tosis? What's Tosis Kasha? Tosis Kasha is what Tosis is taking the statement to mean, a halachic statement. That what is prior in your Asiyah? Meaning to say, if you're learning Torah, you're chayav to stop for Kriyushma. Right? And he says, but that's you also chayav stop for tefillah. So why is it singling out Kriya Shema? Because we stop learning for tefillah too. So Kriya Shema is not so special to single it out. It should be Kriyashma Tefillah.
It's too long.
What do you mean? No. He's not learning it like you're learning it. He's learning it simply as a halachic statement. That if... Huh?
It's a weird question, though.
Why?
So it's not wrong what they say, what...
But it makes it sound like this is a unique thing. That's what's bothering me. So some want to say that this is going according to the Shita that didn't stop at Tefillah and only stopped at Kriya Shema. But some want to say it's talking about a guy who's Tarasa Umnasa, whatever. He gets kind of, but his second answer, his answer is Yesh Lomar, the Hachikoma. Yoser Meha Osek B'Torah Hamacheres. Shelo B'Shas Kriya Shema. What does that mean? That it's not a halachic statement. It's just a statement of fact. It's just a statement of comparison. I mean, it's true that you have to stop for tefillah to daven. You have to stop learning for tefillah. But that doesn't mean that tefillah is greater than learning. That's just halacha. You have to stop for tefillah. But over here, it's telling you something different. It's telling you on an objective level. That the schar of Kriya Shema Bo'Nasa, or the importance of Kriya Shema Bo'Nasa, or the effect, however you want to put it, not a halachic Shulchan Aruch issue, but Kriya Shema Bo'Nasa itself as an entity is greater than Osek Patar. You understand the difference? In his question, it was just. Like in his question, he thought it was just a halachic point. Which do I stop for this or do I not stop for this? So he says you shouldn't single out Kriya Shema. If you stop for this, you stop for other things too. But in his answer, he's saying, no, it's not talking about what you do. It's not talking about what you do. It's just a comparison. It's just a comparison. That's the way the Ram seems to learn too. It's not telling, the Ram doesn't say Mikan Lamanu. Shechayev lahafzik Talmud Torah likros Kriya Shema. He says it's just an objective statement. It's an objective statement, right? So he drops it out. Does he have anything about that? He doesn't, right? Because it's not halachic. Mikanat alomad shakori Kriya Shema bo noso sicharo meruba mikari b'tar. That's what Ram learns. It's telling you about sichar. Tosa's question was it's a question of state. It's a statement of halacha. So Tosa and the Ram agreeing over here. They're both learning. In the end, it's a statement of sichar. So why is it a statement of? So why is it? So why we say Talmud Torah is k'neged kulam? Talmud Torah is k'neged kulam. Right.
This is Talmud Torah, and I didn't
know what to say. That's right. And qualifying the day. Right.
So
the way we're learning is like this. So the Ram is learning like this, that Kriya Shema Bo'Nasa, that the Mishnah is telling you that even though you missed Kabbalas Almochus Shemayim Be'Onasa, there still is lo hifsid. You can still be mekabel omal choshemayim. That's lo hifsid brachos. That since it still is a kiyum of kabbalas omal choshemayim, you still read the brachos. But don't think you're not. But still, it's not that whole kabbalas all past onosa only is going to have the quality of Talmud Torah. It's only going to have the quality of attaining a truth. It can no longer have the idea of the yom. Right, and that's why the Rambam says that the greatest kiyum is to do it like Aaron saying with hanetz, because that is the fullest expression of qualifying the whole day. Right. Yeah.
Isn't it
that limit? No, he's saying it can't exceed Kabbalas Olam HaShemayim, can't exceed the limit of the activity of gaining truth. But it can no longer have the character of qualifying the yom. It's true, it could be the most important ideas, it could be necessary and you have to do it. So, but he's saying it can no longer have that quality. It might be the highest form of Talmud, whatever you're going to say, but it still can't, it's still missing something. It's still qualitatively, it's still a quality that it's missing. in that it can no, it's just now you individually. It can no longer be an activity of the entity of Yom. But right, so it comes out you're in a funny situation. And maybe that's why the Rambam expresses it that way. If you didn't say Kriya Shema Baboker, you can no longer say you're chayav to do it because there's no mitzvah anymore. There's no mitzvah chiyuvus to do it. But if you don't do it, you're lacking the most important thing.
It's still a little bit strange though that in absence of chiyuv, you had the same
problem. Because the chiyuv was supposed to create an effect. And that, and if you, now the chiyuv creates an effect in two places. The mitzvah be'onasa creates an effect in the gavra, but also in the yom. So now, once the mitzvah is over, you can't qualify the yom anymore. But the effect in the gavra is still lacking. So that's why you can still say the brachos. But it can't be a chiyuv anymore, because the tzura of mitzvah had to be limited to boker. But it still is a kiyum of the gavra of the whole yom. In other words, you need a matir to say brachos. You need a matir to say brachos. You can't say brachos when you want to. So what's the matir of saying the brachos? The matir of saying the brachos is lo hirsid. It means to say that there still is a reality in the gavra of a need of kabbalas olmo hashemayim, that parsha of kriyas shema can fulfill. That's why you're allowed to still say the brachos. But according to this, you couldn't say it twice. If you wanted to say Kriya Shema, if you were Yotze Kriya Shema once, you couldn't say, well, I want to read again with the brachos. Not allowed to. It's not so crazy to say, in other words, it's not so crazy like a Rabbeinu Yonah to say that they're separate chiyuvim, because if you look in the halachos of in Tamid, in the Maseches Tamid, or in the Rambam, Hilchos Tamid and Musafim, you'll see that every day after the Tamid was brought, the Kohanim would say Birkas Kriya Shema with Shema. But they had a few things. But they're not saying it to be Yotze Kriya Shema. They are saying it as a separate, like Shevach. So you see, those brachos can also exist, even not as a mitzvah Kriya Shema. So you do see they do exist.
They already said Kriya Shema.
Yeah, definitely. Right. And I think it's only the ones who were osik in the malacha that day, not everybody.
So what are the brachos after?